Hi, it's Robert Trip Clark here. And
Spud, good afternoon everyone again.
And we are here with the Puffin Captain. The Puffin Captain, how are you doing?
Puffin Island Cruises, yes, I'm Richard the skipper and Ed is our crewman. We've been down to the island today and we go every day. We do 3-4 trips a day. Takes about an hour, hour and a quarter. By the time we've loaded up, hour and a half. So, not a bad day. Not too stressful.
It was a really good day to see the puffins today. It was really nice and sunny. And the puffins are really lovely birds. How many birds are on the island?
Well, the last bird count was a couple of weeks ago, and they said 38. But we see a lot more than that, depending on the day they go down there. They've had issues with rats on the island. They thought they'd eradicated it, but the ornithologists tell us they thought they were back again this year, and that's why a lot of the birds have left early.
We also saw a very rare fish, a sunfish.
That's right. I've only seen one or two in these parts before. Obviously, the warm weather, it was up on the surface. At first, we thought it was a cormorant flapping its wings, but it turned out to be the sailfish trying to get back down.
Wow.
Richard, it was really a great cruise this morning, and we're at Beau Morris, on Anglesey, just off the coast of the mainland Wales. And you've been doing this cruising for a long time. You were saying about 50 years your family have been operating the cruise. What have you seen the changes over the years? You know, any changes in the way things are done?
Well, there was no cruise business or anything here. We started off with our first boat, taking 12 people out. That was the commercial license we could get. And then we had one built down in Rye in the Isle of Wight, a Lockheed 33. And we had a licence for 32 passengers on that. And then we progressed till we've got the Island Princess, which has a licence for 58.
You mentioned the Isle of Wight in the boat tour today as well.
Yeah, it was about the old factory.
It was Saunders Row. It moved from the Isle of Wight to evade the enemy bombing. It was relocated to the Menai Straits. And the Catalina flying boats were built in America, brought across to the Menai Straits, taken ashore, the armaments fitted, and then they were released down to the western approaches where they acted as submarine attack aircraft.
Thank you for letting us interview you, Richard.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and every time you guys are down here again, call in and see us.
We will.
Yeah, thanks very much, Richard. Great, and have a lovely day.
Okay.